What's up, fellow music nerds? Matrix here, and you are locked into the Matrix Music Review Podcast, the only place to get your fix for country and alternative music, and we are here with an alternative episode this week. Now, an announcement before we get any further into this. Second straight week of doing an alternative music, and what I'd like to say is that for the foreseeable future, this podcast is going to focus solely on alternative music. Now, I will still be updating the country playlist. I will still be listening to country music, so don't think that that's going away. But in terms of the podcast and what kind of content we're putting out, we are going to focus solely on alternative music for the foreseeable future. I don't think this is going to be a permanent thing, but stay tuned, keep listening in, and keep track of us on all of our socials to keep up with what our decisions are going to be with that. Really, it just gives me a chance to do a little bit deeper of a dive into this genre, deeper dive into some of the new releases that I feel like I've missed out on, and some of the things that, you know, I feel like it's harder for me to keep up with alternative when I skip a week. So we're going to focus on alternative, and let's be honest, you guys seem to like alternative a little bit more than you like country. So we're going to keep focusing on what you guys want, and like I said, I'm still going to update the playlist. I'm still going to send out tour announcements, things like that for country. But for the foreseeable future, we are going to focus solely on alternative music here on the podcast. With that out of the way, head on over to all of our social medias and follow us at Matrix Music Review on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Like the playlist over on Spotify. I'll link it in the description of this episode. Leave us a review on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen to your podcast so that we know if you like it, what else you want us to get into, whether that's a new album, you want me to do a deep dive on an artist, things like that. Be more than happy to take a look at some of those and give us a 5-star on Apple or Spotify. It helps bring some more traffic to the channel and bring some more traffic to our podcast as well. That being said, we're going to do like we always do and jump in with album reviews. And the first one we got this week is the debut album from Heavenward, Pyrophonics. I've sensed a really strong theme this year of strong debut albums, and Heavenward is no different. This debut album really is a great blend of classic rock, grunge rock. It's got some punk pieces in there. It has some pop punk pieces in there, and the way I wanted to start this review off is that last week I talked about a band filling a void that I'd been missing. You know, I had said that the void that I was left from Issues is being filled by Misfortune. Well, this week we kind of had the same thing, and I want to bring this band up and see if anybody remembers them. The band Trust Company. That band and Heavenward are very similar to me, and Heavenward is absolutely filling that void that I have that has been missing from Trust Company being gone for so many years. So if that gives you any indication of what their sound is like, hopefully you know who Trust Company is and can kind of relate to that. But getting back to Pyrophonics itself, the real spot that this album shines is sonically. I think there is no way around the fact that the production on this album is so clean and so fresh sounding that it makes it that much more of a good listen. And there's always going to be lyrical standouts on albums as well. You know, Wish was the one that really stood out for me. I know I think that one was released as a single, but you know, the line in there that really stood out was, "I wish it felt good to feel again." And those are the types of lyrics that really draw people in. They make it a more relatable listening experience for the listener, and that's really how you build such a strong fan base with those relatable lyrics. And, you know, sometimes with lyrics like, "I wish it felt good to feel again," you know, it can be a little bit of a hard thing to hear, but I think it's something that everybody goes through. You know, sometimes you have just kind of numbed yourself to that pain that you're feeling, whatever it may be, and once you get back, you start to feel again, you realize, oh, you know, maybe this isn't feel so good. I wish it actually did feel good to feel again. And that's really what Heavenward was trying to convey, at least to me, in this song. So I really enjoyed that lyric standout on Wish. And as I said, sonically is where this really shined for me. I was especially impressed with the guitar solos throughout. There was a really good one on Something Real. There's a really good one on Tangerine, which is probably my second favorite song on there, which I'll talk about in just a second. But it's just such a clean production on this album that I just, you know, I'm going to keep coming back to it because that's really what stood out to me. You know, I think Be My Blues is probably still my favorite song off of this album. And I love the line in there that says, "Your deceit is my release." And that's just another one of those lyrics that really can be relatable and can help draw you in as a listener, because I know that's what it did to me. As I said, Tangerine is probably my second favorite, although by the time I'm done, you know, continuing to listen to this album, it may be my first. And this is just a jam. You know, it's one of the catchiest choruses I've heard in a while. And the chorus basically goes, "Tangerine, sticky on the ceiling." And, you know, it just keeps going from there. And it's so well delivered that it makes it a singable track, because most people see something like Tangerine and think, oh, they're not going to use that actually in the song. It's just one of those titles. It's not actually going to be in it. And that's not the case. They actually use Tangerine in here, and they use the imagery of Tangerine and the stickiness and all the things like that to really convey their message of the track. And I love that. I love when bands are able to, you know, convey things in a non-conventional way, but talking about something that everybody goes through. So love that here on Tangerine. You know, I think you guys can tell that I think that this is a really solid album, a great debut for a band like Heavenward. And, you know, my one final thought that I really want to talk about with this album is that a lot of times in our alternative scene, we don't get a whole lot of radio exposure unless it's on Sirius XM radio or Octane, or, you know, we get a band that really blends those lines. But I think Heavenward really is a band that could be one that shoots into that spot, because they have a ton of radio friendly songs. And what I mean by radio friendly is they have a lot of the sounds that I would expect to hear on radio nowadays. You know, it could be a song like Fly, it could be a song like Tangerine, it could be a song like Choke. I mean, really any of the tracks on this album stand out as something that they could push to radio and probably have a relatively large amount of success with it, whether that's mainstream radio or even on Octane or Sirius XM or something like that. So hopefully Heavenward goes through and pushes some of those to radio. I'd love to see it. But if not, we've got a really solid album to continue to stream here in Pyrophonics from Heavenward. Go check it out. Next up is The Brightest Days from Origami Angel. One of my first experiences with this band, and this is a very different sound. It is definitely one that I would consider a surf punk, pop punk sound, but it's also got a beachy vibe to it. Obviously, you get that right away when you start the album off and the first note that you hear is from a ukulele. I mean, that is definitely something that we don't hear at all really in music, let alone alternative music. So definitely different to hear that type of instrumentation, but this ukulele acoustic sound just drives right into a heavy, almost metalcore-y sound in terms of the music. And then lyrically and vocally, it's more of a softer, stripped back version. And this was definitely a lyrical album for me. This was one that I found myself kind of reading along as I listened. And, you know, it started right away with "Thank you, New Jersey." You know, we had a line in there that says, "People want to be the center of the earth, but Pangea started drifting when plate tectonics shifted, and you do the same." And that one was really kind of hard to wrap my head around the first time I heard it, because obviously we don't hear any of those words, plate tectonics, Pangea, things like that. We don't hear those in modern day music. So it was different to hear something like that. But that's what makes this album so different and makes it stand out so much, because they are talking about different things. They are using different words. So I love when you can hear that in the band. You can hear that they're really trying to be creative. You know, my favorite track on this is one that actually I liked because of the sonic nature of it, not so much the lyric, but My favorite one on this is Kobayashi Maru. I love, there's a couple of different, what I'm going to call sonic runs in it. And what I mean by that is there's just different almost solos of different instrumentation going together that just sounds so, so great. And it really sets this album apart from the rest of the ones that I listened to this week because it is so different. And I love that it then leads into Second Best Friend, which has just such a very simple message behind it. That is, this person that you're talking to in this song is your second best friend, and you've always wanted it to be more than that. So very simple messaging in that. The ukulele then shows up again on Looking Out, and it's just one of those albums, man, that you just keep finding new and different things each time you listen to it. I listen to a track like PG County Summer, and every time I listen to it, I think about it, and I'm like, this is definitely like the COVID version of PG County. You know, they're talking all about, you know, the tourists and things aren't going to be the same, and I'm only going to leave it if it's an emergency. And it just is a different look on what PG County could look like in the summertime. And that's really all that I have to say about this album. You know, the album construction was fantastic on this as well. You know, you had a lot of songs that went back to back that really made sense to go that way together. And, you know, this was a strong showing from Origami Angel. You know, I had listened to, I think it was Second Best Friend as a single off of this album, and wasn't really sure about them as a band or them as a group. So to get a full album, I think it made more sense. And that's why I'm a little hesitant to listen to tracks by themselves once we've gotten like an album release date, because this to me is more of an album that you listen to by itself rather than the tracks individually. So really impressed with Origami Angel. Excited to, you know, continue to go down their rabbit hole a little bit. So go ahead and check out Origami Angel's new one, The Brightest Days. And our last album this week is Abeyance by Alt. So as I said, this is a late addition to the podcast. It's one that I kind of stumbled upon a little bit later in my review process. So probably not going to have as long of a review on this one, but this was a really solid, heavy album, and this is really where I see my definition of metalcore sitting in this album, because it has everything that you would want from it. It's got heaviness, it's got screams, and it's just got this sonic heaviness that you really look for in something like a metalcore album. Wraith has one of the sickest lines in it, and the line says, "You plant the seeds of fear to sort weeds from the flowers." And that's just one that really makes you think and saying, okay, they're planting the seed of fear and you're trying to sort the weeds from the flowers. And sometimes that's kind of hard to do. So which one's really the fear? Which one's the weed? Which one's the flower? And it, again, it's just one of those things that makes you think. And sometimes, man, you know, I end up thinking too much about some of these albums where it really shouldn't be that way. But love that from Alt here, that I'm able to kind of sit back and think a little bit. I loved Apep with Jack Bergen, who is from Void of Vision. That's another one. It's got everything that you're wanting in a metalcore track. It's got heavy, it's got screams, and then it's got some softer vocals in it. And that's just so pleasing to hear. You know, I feel like metalcore sometimes kind of gets left behind in this alternative scene. We don't really think about it too much, but it's one of my favorite sub-genres of alternative music, and that's why I really connected with this album, because I felt like it was such a perfect representation of what I was looking for in metalcore. Friend in the Dark is a haunting song. That's the only way I can describe it. You know, even the vocal production in this track is just got you kind of feeling like you're in a haunted space. So if you guys are looking for a song that kind of is a little bit mysterious, I don't want to say it's scary, but it's definitely haunting, go check out Friend in the Dark from Alt. I only have one very minor complaint, and this is just, again, one of those times you guys don't hear me say any complaints too often, and if they do, they're extremely nitpicky. And that's exactly what this is. This is just being very nitpicky here. But in the track Back to Earth, I felt like it was kind of hard to hear the vocals. I wish either the vocals were turned up just a touch or the music was turned down just a tad. But really, that's my only complaint, if I can even call it that, about this album. You know, this was a very strong, very solid album for me. It very much gave me a similar feeling to my feeling from last week when I re-listened to the Misfortune album. You know, I feel like once I listen to this a couple more times this week, I probably will have more to say about it, and maybe we'll cover it next week. We'll see what the reviews and the output looks like next week, but really strong album here from Alt Abeyance. Go check it out. That wraps it up for our albums this week, but we're going to talk about a bunch of new singles this week. And the first one we got is Everything Is Quiet Now from Knocked Loose. Look, I'm not going to say much about this track. It's the first one we're getting from Knocked Loose since 2021. And all I have to say is that is just a great reminder of why Knocked Loose is so good. This track has everything you'd expect from one of their songs, and I love hearing it from them. So go check out Everything Is Quiet Now from Knocked Loose. Next up, we got Sabotage from Kenny Hoopla and Travis Barker. This is a classic track that Travis will feature on. You can hear the pop punk sound in it. It sounds so good. I love Kenny Hoopla's voice on it and the production behind it. So go check out Sabotage from Kenny Hoopla and Travis Barker. Next up, we got Someone You Don't Know from Point North. This is another great sounding band. This is a track coming from their new album, which is due out on August 18th. Looking forward to that one. So go check out Someone You Don't Know from Point North. Next up, we got Gonna Make Sure from Senses. I love their sound. They're a relatively new band to me, so I don't have much to say about the band as a whole other than I really do enjoy this sound, and I'm looking forward to checking them out a little bit more. So go check out Gonna Make Sure from Senses. Next track is Day Drinker from Walwyn. A pretty consistent artist in this podcast, Walwyn releases Day Drinker, and this is one of those songs that, you know, is a great story when you look at it, you know, talking all about how you understand why she's a day drinker. You know, she's really just living with this partner's issues, whether that be infidelity or maybe even, you know, alcohol, whatever it may be. And that's what's causing her to be a day drinker. And now that's why you understand why she is. So go check out Day Drinker from Walwyn. Next track is Sunny Smile from Mouth Culture. I love that this is just very simple. It's a smile that makes me out of my head. And I'm really happy to hear more from Mouth Culture. You know, I don't know if I ever featured them on the podcast. I know I added their song Cherry Red Rage earlier in the year to the podcast playlist. And so it's always great to hear more from bands that I heard from earlier in the year. So go check out Sunny Smile from Mouth Culture. Next up, we have Creep from The Funeral Portrait. So this track is a cover of the Radiohead song Creep. And I love the story behind this track from The Funeral Portrait. All of the proceeds from the streaming numbers for this track are being donated to the Hot Topic Foundation. And more specifically, through this Hot Topic Foundation, they are donating specifically to LGBTQ+ charities. So go out, stream this track from The Funeral Portrait, and go support them. Creep from The Funeral Portrait. Go check it out. Next track is I Hope I'm Not Sick from Loveless. Loveless returns with a great track. And this is one of those bands that I feel is in the top tier, in the top class of what we would consider our pop punk stalwarts right now. You know, I feel like it's them, it's Arrows, it's Magpark, and a few others that are kind of taking the reins as the next group of superstar bands in the scene that are kind of filling the Fall Out Boy, Sum 41, Simple Plan sounds that we've been kind of waiting for. So go check out I Hope I'm Not Sick from Loveless. Next track is Cut Me Open from Of Virtue. Metalcore just keeps producing this week. Love the sound from Of Virtue here on Cut Me Open. Been listening to it a lot since it came out. I think it just came out yesterday as of this recording. So go check out Cut Me Open from Of Virtue. Next track is Yellow from Mitch Rip. So this is one of those artists that I just kind of discovered by poking around on social media and poking around on Spotify. And man, this song Yellow is a jam. I love this. It was the one that I used to post the playlist on Instagram earlier this week. I think you guys are going to love this track if you give it a chance and listen to it. So go check out Yellow from Mitch Rip. And our last track that we're going to talk about today is Horseshoes and Hand Grenades from Carpet Ride. Again, another group that I just found by kind of poking around on Spotify and on social media. Love this track from Carpet Ride. Definitely gives me some pop punk, skate punk kind of vibes. I think you guys are going to like it as well. It's already linked on the playlist, so go check out Horseshoes and Hand Grenades from Carpet Ride. That wraps it up for our music review this week. As always, I got two tours to talk to you guys about real quick. First one is actually an Australian tour, and this one comes from All Time Low with support from Mayday Parade and Lauren Hibbard. And the second one is just a short string of dates from Papa Roach with Spirit Box. That one's looking very interesting. I'm kind of intrigued. They're in my area for one of those dates. I'm going to see if I can get somebody to go with me for that one, because seems like kind of a cool show to go check out. So if either of these shows are in your area, go check them out. That wraps it up for us here this week on Matrix Music Review. As always, I hope you enjoyed all of the reviews. Like I said, we are going strictly alternative for the foreseeable future. Hopefully that allows me to give you guys some more cool content with alternative. I got a couple of things dialed up in terms of mid-year tier lists. We're going to talk about potentially the top bands in pop punk, like I just mentioned, with Loveless and Magnolia Park and Arrows and Actions, things like that. And who knows, maybe we will interview some of the artists that we've been talking about on this podcast as well. Big things coming from Matrix Music Review here. So in the meantime, head on over to Spotify and like our playlist. It's going to be linked in the description of this episode. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok to stay up to date on all of the daily proceedings here at Matrix Music Review. Guys, the best place to follow me and interact is on Instagram. I'm always posting stuff on there, always posting new music, things like that. So head over there and give us a follow. And as always, make sure you're sharing this podcast with all of your friends and family. Make sure that they are staying up to date on all the new alternative releases and all the new alternative news that is coming out. As always, we're going to finish our show here for my Spotify listeners by sending us out from one of our featured artists this week. And this week, we're going to give it to Mitch Rip and his song Yellow.